We'll find out.
That's a little bit better, baby.
Yeah, that is slightly better.
Yes, slightly better. Yeah.
Okay, so Michael said that our stream was extremely quiet.
Oh,
Yeah,
is
so
that better, Michael?
Michael.
Mega. Mega. Our biggest fan, Mega.
right. Okay, so yeah, we definitely bombed that stream. Yeah.
We're going to start over
But
again.
that's okay. Hey, we only have like a 10-second delay now instead of a 10-minute delay. So
Our daughter says much better. Thank you,
was good,
daughter.
Michael. Oh, Michael's over here. So Michael, why aren't you in the chat telling us this stuff? So like Michael, chat now and see if we're better. So are we starting all over?
Because then I was like, oh darn, I forgot to say this. Oh darn, I forgot to say that.
Yeah. So yeah, embarrassingly, so to give you the story of why this stream is starting off like this is we were going in for a really lax day today, and so we're not in a hurry to do anything. So I went ahead and popped up the streaming software and it said, would you like to update? And I know better than to hit the update button, but I did it anyway, guys. And so I hit update.
And it
And
just
then all of a
moved.
sudden it was like, yeah, your graphics drivers are out of date. Your audio drivers are out of date. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so literally our la we were streaming. We started streaming at 1, and there was like a 7-minute delay on what we were seeing compared to what was going on. Jason Bean's in the house. Good to see you,
We
Jason.
got to see
And
you.
Lynn, yes, your bomb. In fact, yeah, Jason Bean, yeah, you were in the you were in our picture stuff. So yeah. We're gonna try this again. And
Yes.
yeah, in fact, let's just before you here. Amber, keep everybody entertained. I am going
Okay.
to. Amber.
Should I do song and dance or magic?
Let me go ahead and share this. Get shareable link. And we're just going to pop it over
I can
here.
entertain them if you're talking about what we're doing.
Oh, well, you entertained.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Technical
Yeah,
difficulties. New link.
so
There.
we started off the live stream earlier really good, like really like strong, and now I'm just like
Yeah. We are. We were already spit, but okay. So yeah, we'll just gotta start this over again. But yeah, in fact, yeah, let's just start over on this one discussion because yeah, this picture right here, this is just a lot of our great friends right here. And one thing that kept coming up that I just want to talk about is what is an influencer? Because yeah, I always think of that word as taboo. Hey, Hank again. Hopefully, at least when we're looking at the screen now, like I can point here. Oh, and there I am pointing. So there's a less lag.
Yes.
So I feel like we're better, but yeah, Hank, it's gonna be a little bit of rerun. Is yeah, so we get this word influencer tossed around. And I think we get it tossed around in good terms and in bad terms. And at first, I'm like, well, no, I don't like being an influencer. But then, right before we got on the first stream, I asked Amber, said, well, aren't we an influencer over our kids? I mean, we are hopefully their biggest influence. So, is it that this word's being tossed around wrong, or is it that being an influencer is bad?
Because like I think we're influencers daily in our lives. Like you said, we're parental influencers. Whereas, you train technicians, you're influencing them to make better decisions, to fix their machines and hopefully come back for a second class.
Yeah, but look at this picture. Every person in this picture
It's our
really,
family.
well, not only that, but they add something to the industry. I can name off every single person in here and say that they positively contribute something to the industry.
And different. We're all different in this picture.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own gifting, everybody has their own contribution, it's different.
Yeah.
So I look at this picture and I'm like, I guess we could be called influencers, but also I look at that and I'm like, Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have this going on. I'm going to call Megan. Oh my gosh, I have this going on. I'm going to call Anne. Oh, I need to talk to Emily. Oh, I need Gail. You know, it's like.
Well, and then you also have the anti-influencers. That's the best thing I can call them. But what I'll say about them is, it's great you don't like the either the term or people. I think what people think, and we'll go ahead and state again, because maybe I don't state enough, is you can't pay to be on this channel.
No.
And there is no way to pay to get your product on this channel. And I think a lot of people look at this, they'll just pop it up at this group right here and think that they're getting paid to say stuff. And it's just not true. And for the anti-influencer, I'll ask, well, what are you doing
Help your
to
industry.
help the industry? Is I hear, well, it's the same person saying the same thing all the time. And that's okay, that's cool. But what are you saying?
Right.
And so, yeah, that was the gripe we got on last one, I guess,
Yeah.
before we started going through pictures. And let's just see what pictures we have. Oh yeah, so Hank, here you are again. Good guess. Then, really, we went through the pictures later. This one right here topped the list. This is our card from the Junior Board of Directors, and they are outstanding group.
I will cherish it forever.
Yes. And then,
So, yeah,
go ahead,
Kathy
Kathy, come
Ryan.
on.
So, if you didn't hear on the last stream, Kathy, we met her through LinkedIn, I started having a conversation with her one day. She and her husband are the same as us. They run and own Flex Line together. Their children are involved. As a matter of fact, her daughter Lauren was with her at the show. And so when we met her, it was like, one, felt like we've known her forever. And two, like she said, we felt like kindred spirits because they get it.
And I could be wrong, but I think they wasn't it 38 years they've been doing it together?
38 years together doing it.
That is amazing
And
right
so
there.
you can find her on TikTok. She's the Conveyor Cougar. And she puts out really fun content about our industry. I mean, there's a lot of like people in that picture of people that put out a lot of good, everybody in that picture puts out good content,
Yeah,
period.
well, and yeah, that's of course, I was really organized. I would have links for everybody that's
I
in this
know,
stuff,
we're
but no,
not.
I'm just never that organized. So if you're on, feel free to drop your LinkedIn in there. But yeah, then we have oh yeah, Dale Parker. Man, Dale, how did I not get a picture with you? I actually have three pictures that you're in, but I didn't get a picture like you're front and center. But this right here tells a lot about Dale Parker. He brings maple bacon donuts to Automate for Megan. And yeah,
Excuse me.
you can see the look on her face. She is like super excited.
I have a lot of allergies, y'all. I've been in I don't know how many different states in the past 2 weeks, and my allergies are not loving me right now.
Yeah, but you're getting better. So yeah, but yeah, then we got Vlad in the house.
Oh yeah. Vlad
Yes.
has a beautiful new baby.
With Michael and Dave
Dave
Griffith
Griffith.
photobombing in the back. Which, yeah, whoops, where'd Dave Griffith go? Or did I move him? Oh, all right, I closed Dave Griffith out
Oh,
apparently. Oh no, well,
sorry.
there's Dave Griffith. And where's Dave Griffith, honey?
I use that towards the very
Very
beginning.
beginning.
Yes.
Like, where in the beginning?
There he
Oh,
is.
there he is.
Did you miss that?
The man with the beard, the legend right here. Finally got to meet him. If you don't know, Dave Griffith is always on the run. He is like,
He doesn't have a permanent address.
he does not have a permanent address, and the man just keeps on the move. But yeah, always good to see him. And then his partner in crime is, whoops,
Vlad.
Vlad, runs Solus PLC.
They have
So,
a great pod, or they do a podcast
yep,
together.
manufacturing hub. Yeah, and then Will Healy, who Amber had to have her own separate picture on, but I closed that one out too, apparently.
You did.
Yes, but this, I think this actually sums out up the future of our industry right here. Poor Michael, I even posted him like, is he like an automation ambassador, or is he completely confused? But he's got a Rockwell Automation polo on, he's got his Fiendish Contact hat on backwards, and yeah, he's got a Siemens backpack.
And
What?
we won't read Chris's post, Chris Elston's post again, but pretty
I'll
much
find Chris Elston's post of this because, man, it really hits home about
he
what
was
our
just
industry needs to
pretty
be.
much like Michael is correct because we grew up just knowing brands
Yeah.
and to be, what am I trying to say? Not
like, you know, Ford and Chevrolet battle almost. Alan Brantley and Siemens. I mean, that's the big part, Chris, that is really I'm in my 40s and I'm really get learning in depth step seven now. I should have learned that in my 20s, whether I used it or not. I should have been much more well versed than I am.
Yeah, so pull up that picture of Chris and I.
Chris and you.
Because that's, so this is my favorite right here, because we've known Chris as long as we've been married.
Yes, actually, yeah.
Because he's the original Mr. PLC.
He's the OG Mr. PLC. And
the
yeah.
OG Mr. PLC.
There's our spotted sticker from last year.
He is probably one of, like Hank, he is one of the most genuine individuals I'll ever meet. And he's been invested in our children's lives.
Yeah.
And he...
And not only our children. I mean, really, he invests heavily in our industry's children. And he's
yes.
been big in the first. I forget how many years he's actually done first. But it's an insane amount of time.
Yes.
And yeah. I mean, he's just one of those that... I mean,
and he
just,
really knows how to program Christmas lights.
Yes, he does. Yeah. But then we got Allie G. It was great to see you, Allie. And, you know, talking about, you know, invest in our future. If you don't know, Allie is, she is doing PLCs for kids and is gathering hardware and distributing it to schools. So if you have hardware available, reach out to her.
Look at us influencing the young minds. I guess we are influencers. Sorry.
And, you know, you have to give mad props to sometimes whether somebody has, you know, a good prop there. And, yeah, you got the Thor hammer by 3M.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was a nice, catchy little thing there.
Did you hear what Mary Bruce said 3M meant?
No.
Oh, no, I forgot. Mary
Bruce.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, and then Jason Bean. Which, yeah, if you didn't know it, Jason Bean has a new book. Where are we at? Yep.
We did that just for him. We're all in blue.
From myth to reality? It's an excellent book.
Very good.
Yeah, kind of on that transition to Industry 4.0. And actually, Jason's in the comments, wasn't he? So yeah, Jason can pitch it. Jason, drop your book. Drop a link to your book. And, but yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on. But all right, what was your favorite part about Automate?
My favorite part about Automate was the people.
The people?
The people and... It just felt like we were visiting our neighbors. I know I keep saying that. But
you are right, because, you know, it wasn't like we even, you know, we needed to schedule and have an official meeting of somebody. Like, you would just run into someone in an aisle, and it was just so natural to see them. Mm-hmm.
It was like we are picking up our conversation where we left off either last year or on our last, like, text message or post. It was just... fluid,
yeah.
Natural.
It was. And that's what was so great about it.
It was.
Bert gave the best hugs at Automate.
Thank you.
You're just such a good hugger.
I think I need, next year, I need to get a shirt that says free hugs.
But you got to make it automation themed somehow.
I can. I'll do it.
You can't automate hugs.
I'll put a robot on it or something.
That's... Well, no, there you go. Yeah. Because what was the one you wore? From how to robot.
Automate everything except for happy hour.
Well, there you go. Automate everything except for hugs. That should be yours.
Yeah, automate everything except for hugging, because I do. I'm a hugger. I like to give warm hugs, and that's just my love language. Some people don't like hugging, and I made them hug me anyway. So if you see me, expect a hug. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part, I had a shopping list. So number one is I did manage to get my shopping list done. Besides what we were just talking about just a little bit ago, I didn't go over budget. We may go over budget after that.
We always go over budget.
We always end up going over. Well, but and there again, it's because we can, help train a technician that much better if we have this. I mean, my class runs, and that's what I even for a little bit thought while I was there. I'm like, man, why are we doing the second class when we're backed up on the first class? But, we have people that are like, hey, can I come back and learn more?
Yeah, it's a demand.
Yeah. Which,
you have to try to meet the demand, especially in this industry.
Well, and there's where, you know, we need names, guys. We need help with names because, yeah, we keep calling it the first class, so, you know, because it was the class. And now we have a second class. And it's like, all right, we got to have, it's like the machine trainer's never gotten a name, so we call it the machine trainer. But,
are we lagging behind?
Yeah, well, there's nothing we can do about it. It's working. Just ignore that part right there. But you know, our first class really is your machine is down. What do you do about it? And you know, so a lot of people are like, okay, well, now that I know how to do something about it, what can I do to prevent it from going down? And so that is kind of the whole piece of the second class is, okay, what are ways we can modify programs to prevent things from going down or to indicate that they're down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can we use data? You know, okay, that's great. We're collecting, you know, I see so many, well, we collect all this data. It's like, all right, what do you do with it? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, who cares if you can collect data if you don't know what you're doing with it?
I think what was super impressive to me is those individuals that we talk, you know, we would say, hey, we're trying to get them to troubleshoot a broken or anything that breaks. And people are like, oh, but ours don't break. But then you had those few were like, me too. And I'm interested and ours break all the time. So what do we do?
Well, yeah, because, you know, we have a lot of vendors that come to this class and most of them are not coming here to learn to troubleshoot their equipment. Mm-hmm. They're like, we spend an enormous amount of time troubleshooting PLC programs and our guys need help, you know, with that piece of it. But yeah, that's, you know, you know, you walk in, you'd be looking at something and, oh, are you interested in purchasing such and such? And I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at it. Well, what type of project do you have? Well, I don't really have a project. It's my job to break your stuff and figure out, you know, how we can figure out why that it's broke. And it's funny the different reactions you get to that. Because, yeah, some of them are just like, okay, have a good day. And some of them are like, well, that's great because, I mean, and here's the difference is, you know, if you're in sales, then yeah, your stuff doesn't break. Mm-hmm. But if you happen to be the person that ends up doing those field calls or just call service calls, you know, somebody calling and you're trying to figure it out, you're like, well, yeah, we need some help on that end.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. And so like when we were trying to stream earlier, I think also it was good to realize that we are all in this together. Like we are not individuals. So like that first initial picture, yes, we all work on an individual basis, but we are all in this together because the industry needs that more than ever. And so I noticed that walking from booth to booth because you saw everybody's products in everybody's booth.
Yeah.
I loved it. And if they didn't have the answer for you, they're like, but I'll suggest who you do need to go see. They have what you need. And so I was just like, thank you for taking down that persona or that face value or whatever it is that you can only talk about yours and yours alone. Like everybody was working together there.
Yeah. Well, and there's where, you know, I think used to, and I mean, there's still companies that, you know, they want to act like that they have the answer for everything or the solution for everything, but none of us do, you know, so we've got to be able to pass off as even as a, you know, us as a panel builder, we can't build every panel. We can't, you know, honestly, we can't build anything that has two doors on. We just don't have room for it. So we've got to be able to, we can't be like, oh, well, no, there's nobody out there that can build you a three bay control panel. I mean, no, there are plenty of people out there. We just don't have the facilities for it. Red Pill Matrix, you're right. Yeah, you've really got to, you know, break something to figure out how to fix it right. That's, you know, if you saw the LinkedIn post about Barry Bruce and I last week for battleshipping, which, you know, it looks like, you know, the old battleship game. That's what we call it. That one of us on one side of the table, one of us on the other. We're both looking at our computer. And really, we were, you know, in this case, we're flipping switches on the machine trainer. We already know the brakes on them. But then ours was, okay, how can we detect that it's broke?
Mm-hmm.
Or how could we warn that it's breaking? And so that was part of our shopping list and automated. Some switches, you know, some switches it was really easy. You know, cylinder extends, I don't see I don't see the switch on the end. Yeah, that's obvious. But some of them is like, all right, we don't have the hardware necessary to know what's wrong with this without somebody getting a meter out and doing those things. And don't get me wrong, you're my first class. You're not getting any of this high tech stuff. You're still going to have to figure out how to dig into the wiring and do the, you know, metering of things. But, and this one, it really, part of it will be, it's okay. We could detect that break. What are we going to pull off the wall? Which the wall is kind of the red wall over here that has all the third party stuff. What can we pull off of there and swap out on this and be able to detect a break? Like, okay, the motor's not turning. So we can't really detect that a three-phase motor's not turning. I mean, is the coupling snapped on it? What's going on? But we can put in a, we can put an encoder on that thing or a prox looking at, you know, one of the blades, and we can, you know, get feedback. And so starting to do those type of modifications to this.
Go ahead and read it.
I'll go ahead and read it for me.
I needed something in the vision realm. I had a vendor send me to their competition because they felt that their competition's product would work better. Mega respect.
Yes.
Mega respect. Like, and I think that's why for us, we kept going back to maybe possibly just one, this or two major distributors, because they were doing that too. They were like, oh, have you tried so-and-so? Because I don't have that, but my such-and-such works better with her.
Yeah. Well, and Vision's a good example. You know, there are a ton of Vision systems out there, and, you know, sometimes the low-end Vision will work, and, you know, that's cool. But I've had a lot of Vision companies, when we're talking about different things, be like, all right, no, you're out of the realm of what our product really can do. You're going to need to go over here and talk to these guys over here. They can help you out. And, you know, that's a very important piece of the industry.
I think it was sweet that the people that stopped us along the way, like, you know, I guess followers.
I mean, they've seen our videos.
Yeah, they've seen our videos, and it was really sweet.
It was. No, I gotta share the top one though. The one to top it all. Do you want to share it, or you?
Yeah.
Want to,
so go ahead. We had this really nice couple come up to us, and he was really kind and was thanking Tim, and, you know, I'd love to come to your class. And his wife said, "I hear your voice every night in bed." So he
guys, says, if you're listening to my videos while you're in bed, put your ear, yeah, your headset on.
Relationship advice today, and say, listen, put your headphones on so you're another mute.
Yeah, she doesn't need to hear about automation.
She was so cute about it. We all laughed, and I was like, oh my God, we needed that comic relief right at that very moment, because we were just, there was so much going on, and I was like, I needed that so bad.
Yeah.
Dude, and they were funny. They were really sweet.
Yeah, I mean, and lots, you know, I guess I don't know if you do call, you know, going back to our whole influencer thing, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the comments when, well, even here on videos, when you comment, or in person, how much that really makes me like, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to keep making videos. Because honestly, you know, and here's the part that really got to me earlier about the whole influencer thing is, we don't need to do this. We actually got a pretty good gig going on. You know, this is it. This really is about, you know, helping plug people into places in our industry and helping them, you know, navigate. I say navigate the roadblocks that were not easy for me to navigate. I mean, there used to be...
Sorry.
Let Amber finish coughing over here.
That was a sneeze.
Okay.
Allergies.
But you know, there were a lot of barriers when I was coming into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ridiculous barriers. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there would be no one to help you figure out how to connect serially to a PLC. And, you know, and everybody like that was a guarded secret or something. And then, you know, it was just one right after the other, after the other. And yeah.
I have really seen the industry come a long way since I began in it 17 years ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I I will tell you a good example. A good example is my first trade show I ever went to with Tim. I'm sorry, there weren't a lot of women.
Kicking me.
I am kicking him. There was not a lot of man to woman ratio, and but also I grew up in this industry with my family, so that didn't bother me that bad. I've seen it come a long way. I've seen it, and then being at Automate, it was a perfect showing of that, I
Yeah,
believe. But
I mean, it's
also,
still got a ways to go. I mean, we're not a diverse group. I'll say that.
I know, especially since there's still a line in at the men's bathroom. It's still not women's, but there's, like Kathy Ryan said, she said her ratio or how she evaluates it is, like 5 years ago there was one other woman in the bathroom. Well, this year there's like 5 to 10 other women in the bathroom, so it's like it is growing, it is changing.
Yeah, it is. You got anything else?
Now I feel like I'm going to sneeze again.
Oh. All right, so since apparently Michael has to fix my computer again, we are going to call this the end of the stream. I'm going to have some short ones. We're going to start picking this up again. I was kind of having a busy time, and this is one thing I had to go by. We're going to be doing some. Actually, we're going to continue on our Studio 5000 series because everybody's liked the last few live streams of it. So I think next we're going to do timers and probably counters. We're just going to kind of do a slow burn through some of that and let everybody talk about it. And we're going to be hashing some things out with you about our new class. One, its name. That way I can quit calling it the new class. But also, I thought it'd be kind of fun. We're 90% of the way done, but that last 10%, we could use some crowd advice for.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And so, yeah, everybody have a great weekend. We are going to pop back up this picture because, yeah, I have no idea what's wrong with the computer. So I will clip it here, though. So everybody have a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon. We'll just pop to that. Guess we look late. Well, yes, we are popped up. And we'll just sit here. I'll cut all this out. Guys, yeah.
Ignore us.
Act like we're not here. Well, we're still here, hon. You can't cough.
Especially would go away.
Go away, cough.
Go away.
Go
Go
away.
away. Jeez, it's February. I've had a time. I don't want to go to an allergist. I think that's dumb for me.
Okay, it looks like we're. Oh, I don't know. Are we saying goodbye yet?
No.
We're not?
No.
Yeah, I really broke this computer good, guys.
We broke it. We broke it. It. Michael, it's gonna have to fix it. I think we're close. No, because I'm doing this.
Yeah. Well, everybody's saying have a good
Okay.
weekend.
Mega respect. I just said mega respect. So we got a while.
Well, but Jason and Hank knew we were gone.
Okay, and if you start talking after this, and then we.
Yeah, is it? What did you say mega respect about?
Oh, when Hank was talking about his competitor sent him some
Oh,
email.
yeah.
I love that. I mean,
Yeah, we got to figure out what went wrong with this computer.
for sure. And you went like this when you were, we're gonna cut it off and say goodbye and.
Well, mainly this picture will go off. And we will just cut. Yeah, we can see people dropping off, though. So I think we probably are done. But
We still have one viewer. I bet it's our son.
who would have ever thought of a small update?
Would do so much damage.
I know, it seems so small.
Oh, please.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I don't know where it'll clip it off. If I hit the end stream button, whether it's going to clip it off with what we're seeing up on the screen or if it's
It's still
out
lagging.
of
Yeah.
peace.
So we're just kind of
So, yeah, we'll figure it. We'll just.
so trying to figure out what we're
Yeah, as soon as
seeing.
the picture pops up, we'll hit the end and I'll clean this up later. Nobody will ever know any of this is here. Although I don't know, we probably could just start having. Oh, no. Never mind. Oh, yeah, it looks like. All right, looks like you're looking around. Oh, yeah, there you go. You're going away. Looks like you're about to. Oh, there goes the command hand. Amber's got the command hand out. This is kind of fun though. We can just start calling it out what you're doing and be like, oh yeah, they just get the karate chop.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I know you still hear us. We're trying to I wish I could have a screen showing you my screen.
I know, compared to
My
what.
screen, ours is apparently, I don't know, I broke it. That's all I can say is I broke it and yeah, it's like I guess 5 minutes behind.
It is.
So I can't wait to see the replay of this and see. And yeah, get Michael to fix this. That's all.
This is crazy. We're almost there, I feel.
Maybe.
Wait, go back over. Oh no, we're not almost there.
Well, I don't know.
I don't either.
I think we could have hit the end button.
I don't know though. I don't want to
There you go, coughing. I remember that piece.
I sneezed.
Yeah, and at the
Yeah.
end, right after this.
Yeah.
So we're like
Really behind.
way the heck behind. I have no idea what I did. I don't like that update though.
I don't either.
We should be just calling out. What do we think we're saying?
Are we saying? For those that are here, we are troubleshooting an update. I think it's after this.
I looked over at the screen. I'm ready to pop it up.
Yep, and you're like, yep, and you're gonna end with this picture. Look, you got the eyes going. You're looking at me like,
But you said something revolutionary there, and I stopped. See, I'll listen to you.
you do listen to
Yeah, I
me.
listen to what
And
you
so
have
does
to say.
Huntington Bill.
Yeah,
They're
Huntington Bill, yeah.
listening to us as well. Oh, you took a drink. Okay. I don't know. Talking a lot.
I
That's
know.
odd.
Gosh, why are you talking so much?
You're the one always talking. I'm like talking a lot.
Oh.
Given advice to, I talked about the cute little couple.
Oh man, why is this so laggy?
So far behind.
Well, I
Oh
can't
my
figure out his
gosh.
timeline wise, it doesn't make any sense because we
Yeah. In
started
Europe, they're like, because we're on time with this.
at 1:35, and this says this will make it, well, it could be 7 minutes out. I can believe we're 7 minutes off.
You're ending.
I am.
Yeah, you did the
I
finger
did the finger.
where you're like, and on that note.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Earlier, I was queuing it up because I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and stop because we still got a package of orders.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason we came
And
down
a
here.
whole week full worth of orders. Yep.
Maybe.
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 I don't know. Now you're having a thought.
You had a thought earlier.
I know we should do this troubleshooting portion in class. This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's 7 minutes behind. That would be exactly what we're seeing here. This is insane.
Insane. There it is.
Oh, is that the command? Up, oh, there we go. All right,
Hold on. Wait, wait, wait.
Huntington built. I think we're done.
Thanks
Maybe.
for sticking in
Maybe.
with us. I don't know. Let's see.
Maybe. Oh, keep
Maybe.
looking. Oh,
Oh,
there it
oh,
is. I'm
oh,
looking for
oh,
the
oh,
button.
oh. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.